Franco Corelli, who dropped out of the naval engineering program at the University of Bologna to navigate the great opera houses of the world instead, died yesterday at the age of 82. That was Corelli singing Puccini's Turandot with Birgit Nilsson in Rome in 1965. They'd already sung it together at the Met in New York, where Corelli was in 365 performances over 19 seasons. William Berger writes and lectures on opera. Franco Corelli seems to have been not just a singer, William Berger, but a great showman, too. Is that fair?
He represented what the scores required. Here was a male, and he projected confidence, cockiness, even though he suffered from stage fright. There was a visual aspect to Corelli, and as you just heard, there was, of course, the voice.
By the visual aspect, you mean he had the looks and the build of a movie star.
Yes, they called him Golden Thighs in Italy. Corelli just walked on stage, and you knew here was a tenor. Here was a man who loves women and who loves to do what men are supposed to do in these roles, and he was terribly convincing.
Talking about how he dealt with women, we just heard a recording of him singing with Birgit Nilsson. She once claimed that during a performance he bit her.
If half the stories about Corelli are true, then he was really a cut-up. He's the sort of person that legends and stories and anecdotes kind of find through the ether somehow, and many of them are even quite believable, and some of them probably even happened.
Let's hear a little of Franco Corelli singing one of the great war horses of tenor arias, Nessun Dorma from Turandot. William Berger, what are we hearing in Corelli that's special? And how does that stack up, you think, against the tenors that came later, Pavarotti, Domingo?
Well, I'm just sitting here wiping the sweat from my forehead right now from that excerpt. What we're hearing there is everything. You heard power, you heard tenderness, you heard elegance, you heard raw hormones going on, a very important aspect of the tenor repertory. And Corelli seemed to be able to have all of these at once. What I think Corelli represented is a sort of force of nature. Since Corelli, of course, we have had, say, Pavarotti and Domingo, who are both incredible. Domingo is such an intelligent artist and such a great musician, such a thinker. And Pavarotti has this gorgeous voice. With Corelli, you didn't necessarily have those things going on. You just had the tenor, like this as some sort of force of primal nature. And Corelli didn't act that the way Domingo might, and he didn't sing it the way Pavarotti might. He was it, and he was the last of those.
William Berger, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for acknowledging Franco Corelli today.
Commentator William Berger, who is the author of the NPR Curious Listener's Guide to Opera, talking with us from New York about the late Franco Corelli, who died yesterday in Milan at the age of 82. Nessun Dorma is Italian for No One Sleeps, which is probably the happy fact at the home of Franklin and Anita Cater. Franklin is an editor on our program, and the Caters have been joined by Simon Franklin Cater, who weighed into the world yesterday at 7 pounds, 14 ounces. Congratulations to all. We expect young Simon to be belting out a few arias of his own in no time.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.